This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2104. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 16th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Canada, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Greece, International Vacuum, Italy, Korea South, Mali, Mexico, Myanmar, Newfoundland, North America, Oklahoma, Solomon Islands, Spain, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, first about World of Radio scheduling on our shortwave affiliates. For some months, we've been heard Saturdays at 18 UT on IRRS across Europe on 7290. But effective immediately, that's changed to Fridays at 1815 UT, 7290. Also on medium wave from Italy, 918. The other two times on 918 only remain the same. Fridays at 2030 and Sundays at 2000 Universal Time. Last week I mentioned some new times on WRMI, which were as yet unconfirmed. The first one did not happen last week, but Jeff White assures me it is happening from now on. UT Friday at 0330 on 5985. And at that hour it's beamed south rather than southwest, as I said. And the other new times I did confirm, they are UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 7730. UT Monday at midnight 30, not only on 7730, but also 9395 and 9455. And again, those two 9 MHz frequencies, UT Thursdays at midnight 30. Now about Afghanistan, first broadcasts from Afghanistan. The main transmitter in Kabul, originally 400 kilowatts, 1107 kHz. Sometimes in the evenings, I have a just barely audible carrier on that frequency, but there are many Europeans closer, although lower-powered, more likely to be heard, in order to possibly tell them apart. According to Frank Bast in France, 1106.980 is the exact frequency of Kabul, while there's a lower one on 1106.961, which Mauricio Molano in Spain confirms is the transmitter at Cáceres in Spain. That was in the medium wave offsets IO group. In Rusty X, an item attributed to VK.com dated 7 September says, no doubt referring to 1107 kHz, now certainly under the control of the Taliban, that they are not calling it the voice of Sharia, which they did during their previous reign, 1996 to 2001. However, it's not clear what they are calling it, but it's referred to here as National Afghan Radio. This article also says, despite the withdrawal of foreign forces, Radio Ashna, broadcasting in languages of Afghanistan, affiliated with the Voice of America, continues to work from the same transmitting center near Kabul, according to amateur radio monitoring. Well, that must be referring to the other 400 kilowatt transmitter on 1296 kilohertz. We certainly need to have this confirmed as of now and as time goes on. Now about increased broadcasts into Afghanistan from elsewhere. Mike Cooper forwards from the Deutsche Welle website, starting September 13th, DW will broadcast daily programs in Dari and Pashto via shortwave to provide credible information to listeners in Afghanistan. We were expecting this earlier from registrations, but it didn't actually start till the 13th. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, confirms the times and frequencies, 14 to 1430 in Dari and 1430 to 15 in Pashto, on 15230 via now in Germany, and 15390 via the UAE. Stephen Luce in Houston points out this is not a new DW service, but a revival of shortwave that were dropped in 2019. Ivo Ivanov has also been monitoring scheduled BBC broadcasts to Afghanistan to reconfirm them. At 15 to 16 UT, September 13th, 9335 via Bulgaria, was supposed to be BBC in Pashto, but was instead in French. At least the other ones appear to have been properly scheduled at 16 to 1630, 9335, in Dari via Bulgaria. He's mostly monitoring via remote receivers in Russia, by the way. At 16:30 to 17, also 9335, but it's Monday through Friday only in Pashto. At 17 to 18, another Bulgarian frequency, 7580 in Dari. At 18 to 19, 7580 again in Pashto. And then on September 13th, also BBC in the mornings, 0730 to 08 in Dari. On 13740 and 15310 via the UAE. And at 08 to 0830, the same in Pashto. At 12 to 14, 13630 via UAE and Pashto, but with adjacent interference from Turkey until 1255 on 13635. Then at 05 to 0530, Pashto on 13850 and 15590 BBC via UAE, and followed at 0530 to 06 by the same in Dari. Oh, correction, every time I said UAE, I should have said Oman, where the site is abbreviated SLA. But here is another broadcast, which is allegedly via the UAE, where the site is abbreviated DHA. It's from Ibram Media Group, the religious broadcaster based in Sweden. Ivanov says 15490 at 0830 to 1030, not clear if it's only in Dari. And one more, Afghanistan International TV soundtrack, Ivanov observed as follows on September 15th. Coming on at 1427, 7600 exactly, via Armenia in Pashto, but overlapping slightly until 1431 on 7599.8 variable, via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in Pashto. Uncle Bill says his melting pot the week of September 19th to 25th features music from Afghanistan and Afghans in the diaspora. The main broadcast on WBCQ is Sunday at 22 to 23 UT on 7490. Also Tuesday at 20 on Channel 292 Germany 6070, and Saturday at 08 on 9670. And he says the first half of the program emphasizes female musicians and singers. It so happens, although he doesn't like to mention it, that the first half is always repeated on WBCQ, Mondays at 23 UT on 7490. LRA 36 Antarctica missed another Saturday broadcast, not heard, on September 11th, around 1500, on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. However, they did appear the following Wednesday, September 15th, and also notified Manuel Mendez that it would be a 24-hour marathon, apparently until 14 UT the next day. I was hearing them at first, but neither he nor I, via remote in Brazil, could hear them during the nighttime hours. They certainly need a lower frequency if they're going to do that. Trenton Military, flight weather from CHR in Ontario, has made a reappearance on its day frequency 15034 USB. I heard it September 15th at 1418, with a fair amount of no report receives, as usual, from different aerodromes. The night frequency is sometimes heard and sometimes not, 6754 USB. The following from Martin with a Y, Williams. I think we've seen a major change in strategy from Chinese international media in the last few years. The goal is no longer to inform the world about China, but to influence opinion and steer discourse, and unfortunately, that cannot happen on shortwave. China has invested heavily in TV programming, and CGTN now reaches a wider audience than its radio programs probably ever did. It's even available terrestrially in some cities and countries. CRI2 has taken to using local radio stations to get its message across, in both Mandarin and English. He says here in Washington, D.C., one AM radio station, WCRW, relays CRI English programming throughout the day. I doubt many people listen to it, but the audience is surely higher than any shortwave transmission would be. WCRW is actually licensed to Leesburg, Virginia on 1190, with 50 kilowatts day, 1.2 at night. Evoev One Off Bulgaria has a different list of languages than I cited last week, headed discontinuation of various CRI services, replaced by endless Chinese national music only, Albanian, Bulgarian, Croatian, Czech, German, Hungarian, Italian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, and partly in Amoy, Bengali, Filipino, Hakka, and Khmer. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Reminder that if you hear them in English on 12,000 kHz, it's really the second harmonic of 6,000. Propagation from Cuba was really hot on September 11th, even past 06 UT, when there was easy copy on 12,000, and it was still on the air. 6,000, and thus its harmonic, usually go off about 0600. I barely caught them the next night as well. The other 6 megahertz Cuban frequencies are not heard on what would be their harmonics, and one of them, 6165, jumped back to its alternate 6145, only on September 14th, checked at midnight 50. That was good news, at least for one night only, for Area 51 or 61 WBCQ 6160-. No interference for a change. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been monitoring some of the Ethiopian regionals on September 12th. At 1820 to 1841, he was again hearing 6029.995, slightly off frequency Radio Oromia. He said it had been absent for a few days. And 6090, Amhara State Radio, was also heard at 1825. 6110, Radio Fauna, had very low modulation, some technical failure, checked at 1828. Also with buzz strings above and below the frequency, at least visible on the display. However, 5950 was an empty channel, nothing heard from Voice of Tigray Revolution at 1843. The correction to something I said last week, the 11-meter frequency of Radio France International, which has been registered, not 25800, that's Denmark, I was confused, a low-power transmitter, but RFI is supposedly on 25775 for the Swahili hour at 15 to 16 UT. However, I've been checking it several times the past week, and it's not heard at all via remotes in Africa or the Middle East, but instead still on the previous frequency, 21690. Our listener Charles Perito in New Jersey would like to know the name of the interval signal of the Voice of Greece, which he's enjoyed hearing for many years, especially in its original version. He says there is a lighter version currently being used. It sounds like a folk tune played on the flute with some bells accompanying. Now to be heard sometimes on their only shortwave frequency, 9420. Well, the name of it in Greek is Sopanakos Imun, which I am told means a shepherd I was. Thanks to Mauno Ritola, Richard Langley, and in Greece, Zaharis Liangas, for explaining more about this. More idiomatically, it could be rendered as, once I was a shepherd boy. A great website to hear it and interval signals and IDs of many other stations is intervalsignals.net. There you'll find both current and previous versions used not only by external but domestic broadcasts in Greece.
Ελληνική ραδιοφωνία.
Ερτόπεν.
Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio, 2104. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska of Glendale, New York, who sent a money order to Glenn Hauser, Box 6184, ENID OK, 73702. He says thanks again for all you do to keep the radio community informed of the latest developments covering shortwave, mediumwave, and FM. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Our next subject is International Vacuum. It comes from Kasparov.ru via Dmitry Elagin, OpenDX, via Rusty X. Scientists have discovered an unusual radio signal of a complex structure from the center of our galaxy. An article will be published in the Astrophysical Journal via arxiv.org. Radio waves from the source can arrive for weeks and then abruptly, in a matter of hours, cut off. Scientists note that flares are characterized by complex circular and linear polarization. From April 2019 to August 2020, the signal appeared 13 times at, what's the frequency, Kenneth? This story actually gives it, 888 megahertz. The signal is no longer detected either in X-ray range or in near-infrared. It follows that the signal is not associated with the activity of the star, nor the binary system, nor the neutron pulsar star, and is not even related to the gamma-ray burst and subsequent supernova explosion. A strong magnetic field can explain the complex and discontinuous structure of the signal, either in the gas and dust clouds through which radio waves pass, or inherent in itself. The Australian Square Kilometer Array Pathfinder, ASCAP, radio telescope was able to capture the unique signal. So tune your radio telescope to 888. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports that the clandestine from South to North Korea, Echo of Hope, did change all its frequencies this week as of Monday, September 13th at 0800, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. Earlier at 0725, when only 6350 was to be heard, they began their weekday TV audio feed of an English language lesson, to be repeated 4 hours later. ORTM Mali 5995 is normally audible from around 0600, whether or not Cuba has yet gone off adjacent 6000. But Mali was unusually in well, September 15th at 0628, with some strumming and yelling and into talk not in French. I wish they would include their English news around that time when we can hear it, but Manuel Mendez in Spain says he is still hearing the weekly English program, English Magazine, Saturdays, such as September 11th, at 1845 until 1903 on 5995. Phil, by the way, advises that the 24th edition of the IRCA Mexican log has just been published, listing all AM stations in Mexico by frequency with lots of cross-references. Indispensable reference for anyone who hears Mexican radio stations. It's free. All you have to do is download it from the website. Go to ircaonline.org, then click on Bookstore, and then Free IRCA Publications. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the Say It in English language lessons from Myanmar Radio on 5985. The Friday edition, September 10th, was heard from 1253 to 1305. He recognizes some of these as having been broadcast before, more than once even, and gives the dates. And then again, September 15th, Wednesday, from 1242 until 1255. And also, here's two other frequencies from Myanmar Radio, 5915, September 10th, from 1120, but there's interference by 1130. 9730 from 1132, September 10th, until interference there at 1200. Myanmar Non, Ivo Ivanov notes, Radio NUG, voice of the National Unity Government of Myanmar, is now using 12,000 kHz for its 1330 UT broadcast via Taiwan. As heard September 14th and 15th, they do announce that frequency now, and still 17710 for their morning broadcast at 0130. In the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid has an update on the Newfoundland station VOWR 800 kHz, which was knocked off the air recently by a lightning strike. On their Twitter page, 9 September, they say a new transmitter is on the way and will be back on soon. And they're selling a fundraising t-shirt, but you have to pick it up in St. John's. North American Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH, back on the 25-meter band this week, heard at least twice on 11840. Saturday the 11th at 1534, also heard a few minutes later by Rick Barton in Arizona. And also on Monday the 13th, Rick reports it at 1631 in progress, past 1745. Mentioned before that the 50-kilowatt station in Tulsa, Oklahoma, KFAQ 1170, was changing format to sports talk as the Blitz. This finally did happen, and they also have changed their call sign. Now KTSB, which I guess means the Sports Blitz. They could have made it KBTZ or even KBLZ, either of which was available. Apparently this also affected a competing station, KAKC 1300, which had been Sports Talk, but now Chris Krug in Tulsa says they've changed from The Buzz to The Patriot. iHeartMedia adding yet another right-wing station to a saturated market. Well, we always thought KAKC must have something to do with dogs. Ron Howard reports that SIBC Solomon Islands continues to be erratic. Not heard on 9545, September 15th from 0408. That frequency apparently not active. But from 12:05 past 14:15, he was hearing music on 5020, presumably a relay of One Talk FM running well past their usual closing time of 1200. Whenever possible, I try to monitor the token English broadcast from Spain, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 to 22:30, still holding up surprisingly well on 17855 to North America. No other European, or any station in the world for that matter, dares to broadcast on 16 meters to North America. On Monday, September 13th, there was another of their occasional mailbag programs, which are actually called DX programs. This time, Justin Coe was replying to only two listeners from the past few weeks, of whom was our group member Peter Jones in Great Britain. For several weeks, Eastern North American listeners have enjoyed relatively good reception of the BBC World Service for 1 hour at midnight to 1 UT on 9575, which is from the UK site, but it's beamed eastward. Of course, they don't intend for us to hear it, but now that's gone, according to Ivo Ivanov. It's been replaced by 7325 from Uzbekistan to the southeast. In the British DX Club, Jorge Garfon Gutierrez in Spain says bad news. According to a tweet by Steve of Radio Pamela, Radio Merlin International was raided the morning of September 16th at 11:48 GMT. Police cars and an Ofcom squad from Birmingham removed everything from the station whilst the premises were unoccupied. Well, at least Radio Merlin International got to broadcast legally last Saturday evening, thanks to TRSW and WRMI. Hundreds of travelers information stations listed by the FCC, but it does not include those which are operated by the federal government. Now, Bruce Portzer has found a website listing the U.S. government TIS stations, which was obtained by a Freedom of Information Act request. It's at www.governmentattic.org, along with lots of other documents retrieved in that matter. It's a very complicated exact URL which has been published, but I won't attempt to pronounce. WBCQ happened to be testing its new tube in the 500-kilowatt transmitter last Sunday evening with Area 51 programming instead of on 6160. So, one more time, World of Radio got to be broadcast with 500 kilowatts, UT Monday, September 13th at 0305. Later on Monday, it was back to World's Last Chance radio programming, the Flat Earth stuff, although I've noted it's still off the air at times. I reported before that KLEY, 1130 in Wellington, Kansas, had come back on the air a few days before it would have lost its license after a year of silence. But as of September 10th, past September 16th, it has stayed on the air, but only with dead air, open carrier. Why bother? I wonder if they've noticed. They also have an FM translator relaying, supposedly, what's on AM. And despite being licensed for only 1 watt at night, we still hear the carrier, and before that, the music they were playing interfering with Shreveport. KLEY has a sibling station in the next town, 1550 KKLE in Winfield, Kansas. It supposedly came back on the air at the same time, August 12th, as the 1130, but I've never been able to confirm it. And they may have come on the air only briefly and then gone again. We should be able to get a loud and clear signal this close to Oklahoma City from 1520 KOKC, if it were still 50 kilowatts, even directional at night. But instead, as is often the case, September 13th at 0606, Red Eye Radio on KOKC was getting ripped up by a YL obsessed with stupid sports talk. That is, the CBS Sports Radio Network is heard on several other frequencies. That is no doubt coming from KOLM in Rochester, Minnesota, which for a long time has obviously been running its 10-kilowatt day facility at night. Seems not every NPR station can afford the charges levied on their flagship program's morning edition, and all things considered. Back in July, Radio Kansas, KHCC, and two full-power relays dropped those two programs because they could not justify the cost compared to their fundraising efforts. But in any event, those around Wichita can still hear them on another station, the arch-rival KMUW 89.1. Ivo Ivanov says Radio Vanuatu continues to use the wrong frequency, 5040. September 16th, he was hearing it both before and after 07UT, rather than 7260 or 3945 and its harmonics. Of course, 5040 risks colliding with Cuba, or being covered by Cuba, which can be running as late as 0700, but usually off earlier. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil was also hearing Vanuatu still on 5040, September 15th at 0850. In my medium wave band scans at night, looking for transoceanic signals, I've heard some surprise frequencies. 771 kilohertz, which is not in the 9 kilohertz plan, which would have been on 774 or 765. September 15th at 0154, a barely audible carrier, very close to 771 exactly. Possibly a Western Hemisphere 770 station, exactly 1 kilohertz off frequency, which reminds us of Cuba, which a few months ago appeared on 711 instead of 710. And I've also been getting a barely audible carrier on 1413 kHz, when not much else is being heard that is on the 9 kHz planned channels, such as September 14th at 0623 and on the 15th at 0612. Now there are two superpower stations in the world on 1413, 500 kilowatts from Moldova or Pridnestrovia, and 800 kilowatts from Oman, but both of those would seem to be too far into the day side to be propagating that late. There are some weaker stations more likely to be heard, such as Spain adding up to 35 kilowatts. From the DXWays blog spot in Brazil, via RustDX, we're reminded of an SWL QSL card museum online, which is always looking for new voluntary contributions. You can view QSLs from a country by clicking on the country name at dallasadmall.com/SWLQSL. That is DallasAdmall. The QSLs are presented in card and letter format from various collections throughout the world. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to be at unsettled levels on 21 September, with ANK indices of 8 and 3, and active levels on October 4th and 5th, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. There is a slight chance for M-class solar activity September 29th to October 9th upon the return of old regions on the sun. Solar flux dipping to 76 September 20th to 26th and up to 86 by September 30th. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2104 with a standard disclaimer.